This shiur is dedicated as a schus for a refuah shleima for Moshe Aaron ben Leah Bela b'soich sha'ar chayle Yisrael.
Parshas Tazriah. Torah tells us, what do you do with a guy who wears a tzaraz? V'uva el Aaron ha-koyein o'yachad mi'bonav ha-koyehanim. Bring him tarin the koyein or one of his sons a koyehanim. Ask the Ozaim L'Torah, why does it say v'uva el Aaron ha-koyein? There's not always going to be Aaron a coin. Fufa la coin. Whatever it is, you got to go to the coin to get pure from your tzaraas. What does it stress? Aaron a coin. Says Yoznaim L'Taira. We all know what's happening. Tzaraas is because of a Lashon Hara. Right? So where does that come from? You start making fun of people. You know, it starts with your neighbor, the guy next to you in shul, the lady down the street. They're not the father. They're a little weird. Say, right? You're not. You know, you're just better than them. And then it grows. And once you get into that attitude of looking down on other people and making fun, you start doing it to the teachers and to your rabbanim and to your leaders and to the gilon. They're not. I remember the grandfather and he's okay, but he, you know, this guy's not. I remember previous generations. When I grew up, it was V'huva el aron ha-kayein. If the person coming to the Beis HaMikdash should get purified from his tzaraas, if he's looking at the kain and saying, no, I mean he's okay, but like, you know, not going to get him pure from his tzaraas. Yiftach b'dayrei, kishmul b'dayrei. You were put in your generation, and Kodesh Baruch Hu sent you the leaders you need for your generation. If you're going to look down on them and say, well, I remember they're not like before, you're not going to have leadership, and you'll never get clear from your tzaraas. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, You're going to Aaron HaKoyen. He's your Aaron HaKoyen. And you accept him, and you listen to him, and we get purified from our tzaraas. Have a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos from Yushalayim.
Looking for more shiurim? RabbiYFeigenbaum.com. Comments or questions? Just email me, RabbiYFeigenbaum@gmail.com. Thank you.